Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. School dropout with weakness for money, who was Maoist Shankar Rao killed in Bastar operation? Rao was a division committee member of the local Maoist unit in the Bastar region. Another Maoist killed in the operation, Lalita Gota, carried a reward of Rs. 9 lakh. One of the big catches among the 29 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bastar Tuesday was history sheeter Shankar Rao, who had 96 criminal cases against him and carried a reward of Rs. 25 lakh, the print has learned. Rao, 40, was a division committee member of the local Maoist unit in Bastar region. He had been evading the police for nearly 2 decades. According to his dossier accessed by the print, Rao had cases against him in at least 10 police stations. The initial cases lodged against him date back to 1998 to 1999. Rao had a weakness for money and joined the movement after being motivated by Maoist groups. Reads the dossier. On Tuesday, in a massive crackdown against left-wing extremism, security forces including District Reserve Guard and Border Security Force, BSF, gunned down 29 Maoists in an operation that lasted for over 5 hours. According to sources, the operation was launched after receipt of solid intelligence about the movement of Maoists in the area. 3 security personnel were injured in the gunfight that took place just 3 days before polling was slated to be held in Bastar as part of the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections. Apart from Rao, another divisional committee member, Lalita Gota, 39, was also killed in an operation and she carried a reward of Rs. 9 lakh. While Rao was a native of Telangana's Warangal district, Lalita is from Bijapur in Chhattisgarh. According to the dossier, Rao studied only till class 6. His area of operations included Partapur, Badgaon and other nearby areas. Over the years, his movement was noted in the villages of Kandari, Aldant, Keregaon, Kondagaon, Kuli, Rampur and other areas. His wife Ranjita, also known as Ranita according to the police, is still an active member of the Maoist Partapur Area Committee. Rao's source of funding, like most other Maoists, included tax paid by Tendu Patta contractors, road contractors and transporters. Tendu leaves, which are harvested primarily in the month of May, are considered as a major source of income for Maoists. Shankar rose the ranks for the first time in 2010-2011 when he was made secretary of the Rao Ghat Area Committee. He was later appointed secretary of the Partapur Area Committee between 2011-2017. He was, however, demoted and made an area committee member in 2018. Lalita, also an active member of the Partapur Area Committee, was also in charge of this unit at some point in time. According to the dossier, Rao's daily routine included moving with his unit at dawn to safer places and visiting nearby villages to motivate others to join the Maoist movement. It added that Lalita spent time reading Naxal literature and articles. Rao, it said, received training in the use of AK-47, INSAS, SLR and 12-bore guns and also jungle warfare, guerrilla tactics. While Rao mostly used the INSAS rifle, Lalita used an AK-47, said the dossier. That's all we have for you right now. This is Bismi Taskin, Principal Correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.